County's Bicentennial Committee presents the Bicentennial Journal, stories celebrating the rich history of Monroe County.
This is my Monroe County story. I'm Dan Combs, Perry Township Trustee.
And the story continues.
The Township Road Program was unique in that each person was assessed a road fee based upon the length of the road their property fronted on. Most people had no cash. Agriculture was a very cash-poor society. So what people would do would be make an arrangement with the township trustee to fix the roads in front of their house in lieu of paying taxes. This led to a system where every tenth of a mile, quarter of a mile, the road changed perhaps from a nice laid fieldstone road to a muddy track, whatever the township trustee at the time would accept. The schools essentially were on the same model. The township trustee hired all of the educators. He also hired the support personnel as they were needed, which meant that if you campaigned for a township trustee, you could be rewarded by servicing the coal contract for the schools within that township instead of teaching. And it turns out in a lot of instances, these services contracts were much more profitable than the teaching positions. Townships are based upon something from England called the poor rates of 1600. At that time, the world was divided into two types of poor, the worthy poor and the unworthy poor. Township trustees were elected to determine who was worthy of receiving township assistance. We still are based upon that general idea. Most townships have modernized somewhat with standard guidelines, but there are people out there who believe it's their job to determine exactly who is worthy of government assistance and who isn't worthy of government assistance. In exercising this responsibility, township trustees worked with the county commissioners to establish poor houses, alms houses, or poor farms. Monroe County's first poor farm was located off of State Road 46 between Bloomington and Ellisville. Then it was moved to the location of Cars Park Farm. Cars Park Farm was the home for the unworthy poor of Monroe County, the people who did not deserve assistance within their own home. The things we do now, school has gone away. Now we work on fire protection. We work on township assistance. We do very minimal number of fence line interventions, and we do very minimal operations of killing noxious weeds because we were there also to protect the farmers from things that would hurt their livestock. Township trustees exist today as a result of the things that were done by the federal government before the current constitutional form of federal government existed. There are 11 in Monroe County. There used to be 13, obviously, seminary. And there was a township in the northeast portion of the county, Marion, which was combined with Benton into one township. That currently is the largest township in the state of Indiana. The 11 trustees in Monroe County all perform the basic service of oversight of poor. That is our legal title, ex-overseers of the poor. We tend to do that very differently. We no longer utilize county homes, things of that nature. It mainly goes to providing assistance to a landlord or to a provider of groceries for an individual. It's not providing the individual, it's providing the vendor. There are no requirements for being trustee, except you must be a citizen of the township that you wish to be a trustee of.
Join us next week for another edition of the Monroe County Bicentennial Journal.